This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثتُ لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are listening to IRIB English Radio with your host, Sister Zeenat, for a better life. Like from the last episode and many episodes, we were talking about the lessons that we learned from the event of Karbala. I spoke about 8 points and the 9th point. What is the 9th point? Before I go on the 9th point, the first point was being punctual in your prayers. The second is loving your brothers and sisters. Third is selflessness. Fourth is success is not at the end, so majority doesn't win. Fifth one is hardships. Sixth one is patience. And seventh one is faithfulness. Eighth one is standing against oppressors. And ninth one is humility. You know, being humble, having humility in the personality is very, very important. It is very important in that we don't excess humiliation from anyone. You know, humiliation in what kind of form? What kind, you know? So fidelity and loyalty. You know, now let's talk about this. We should not take humiliation in the form of if someone is oppressing us, taking the right from us, speaking wrong about Islam, you know, we should be kind of a person who should stand up and explain the meaning of Islam. The best example is people of Yazid, the people of Muawiyah. Muawiyah brainwashed them so much. Yazid brainwashed them so much against the family of the Holy Prophet that people never saw, never met the family of Holy Prophet. That's the reason straightforward they started hating them. It's like today's time where there are many non-Muslims who look at the media and see the Islam. Islam is an oppressed religion. Islam is a bad religion. They just, without any investigation, they blindly believe in the media and they just start hating Islam, start hating Muslims and abusing the Muslims, whether they are in schools, because the way the kids are and the kids go and abuse the Muslim kids in the schools and colleges, at work, at parks. We see how Muslims are abused by the non-Muslims. And this is the result of exactly the lack of knowledge because they're brainwashed. They don't know the reality of Muslims. So I would encourage all the non-Muslims, please do not take examples from media or the government of your time, because go and read the meaning of Holy Quran. What do you think about Holy Quran is not right, because Holy Quran speaks about the way of life. So this is the biggest example. At those time when the people of Damascus, the people of Yazid, who were brainwashed against the family of the Holy Prophet. They did not know the family reality. They just hated them. The moment the caravan, the captives, the women and children came as a captive in one chain, they started dancing and celebrating. They decorated the entire Damascus and they started stoning the ladies to an extent that the stone came and hit on the eyes of the sister of leader Hussein and started bleeding. There were small kids who were suffering. They were stoning even the small kids, you know. What can we remember when we think about the kids being dead? You know, how brutal you can be that you're killing innocent, you're hitting the kids. Now, in this, because these people don't know, they're brainwashed. And when they go on the courtyard, and what happened is that there were two sisters. One is Zainab, one is Umm Kulsum. They both started giving sermons. So the sermons was actually to an extent that changed the hearts of the people. When they went to a courtyard and they started speaking out so well that the people sitting in the courtyard, they turned towards Yazid. They started crying and said, Yazid, you're wrong. What they're saying is right. You know, so this is one of the biggest examples, how you have to preach Islam, how you have to stand firm and strong. You know, you can say the sister of Hussein, that is Zainab and Umm Kulsum, Salamullah alayhima, when they started giving sermons, you know, the sermons were so strong that the hearts of the people started changing. You know, when they were talking, you should go and, you know, read the sermons of these ladies. It just shows the power of the woman, you know. They were whipped, their clothes were torn, they had a little water, you know, the way they were, the back were bent, you know, the back were like blackened because of the whipping that they get. anybody would have retreated. But the sermons were so strong that it started changing the hearts of the people, the hearts in the courtyard. It started changing the hearts of the people of Damascus. Now the brainwashed people, now they are supporting slowly, supporting the people, the caravan of leader Hussein in this one. So this is very important, you know, humility. We cannot accept humiliation. So now when we talk about fidelity and loyalty, fidelity is a characteristic admired by all. If friends meet in times of comfort and wealth, but leave when hardship and difficulties strike, it is clear that the friendship is not true. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein told his friend, who was John, his name was John, a servant of the renowned companion of Hazrat Abu Dhar, "You have accompanied us all the way, but now you may go." John replied, "It is not fair, Leader Hussein, that I benefit from your company and hospitality, but abandon you in your hardship." His attitude was so good, so much loyalty towards the leader of his time. You know, this loyalty that we see, you know, even the oldest companion of this time says, "No, Imam, no leader, I want to be with you. Please don't ask me to leave. I want..." Imam, Leader Hussein told many people, "Yazid have problems with me. He don't have problem with you. He's not bloodthirsty with you. You may leave." But people said, "O companion of Imam, your Okoma companion, please don't ask this. You know, we are not leaving you." There was so much loyal towards the Imam of the time. In one of the speech, Leader Hussein, peace be upon him, said that the authorities in Kufa had given him only two options, humility or that. He carried on saying, "And we do not accept humiliation because they give two options, that is humiliation or debt, you know. And then they says, "We do not accept humiliations." You know, this is what I said, because we are from the family of the Messenger of God. A tradition reported by leader Sadiq alayhi salam, peace be upon him, where he says, "Other than accepting humiliations, Almighty Allah has given to a believer a choice in all matters." So this is really very important that we understand from the event of Karbala. The 10th one is reliance towards God and nobody except God. This is really very important. Towards the life is supposed to be difficult. We were born, we were made out of hardship. This is the Holy Quran says, life is full of trials and tribulation, and God will test us towards health, wealth, you know, children, and definitely marriage. So with this hard life, you know, we have to rely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's going to just make us very strong. Everything we do in a life, we should rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, whether we are a job, we are not getting a job, whether for admission, we are not getting admission in the courses, whether in marriage, we are going through hardship with our children, our bringing of our children, with our spouses, you know, with our parents, with financial issues. Everything is a stress and trial. First thing, start talking to God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "God help us, open my chest. Give me patience. Give me tolerance. Give me, you know, a big heart so that I can, you know, pass this with a lot of patience, with success." You know, this is important. You know, the concept of ownership of life and giving it to the cause of the owners, that is God. A body and life belongs to a creator and should be spent on his cause. Even if we do that, all we are doing is returning it to the original owner. There is a great reward for martyrdom. The martyrdom, any kind of martyrdom. So a martyr is next to the prophet in the heaven. And if you slain or die in the cause of Allah, forgiveness and mercy from Allah are far better than they could amass. And it you die or are slain to it unto Allah that you were brought together. Those who leave their homes in the cause of Allah and are then slain or die, or them Allah will bestow good provision. Truly Allah is he who bestowed the best provision. That is the verses of the Holy Quran. So, brothers and sisters, until next episode, where I'm going to continue the same topic with the other points. Until then, Salaam Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need,
love is all I need.
All I need,
love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see.
how much you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.